Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jeff Mettes, the president at Mohawk of their residential business in North America. Jeff, you doing okay?
Yes, sir. Doing as well as could be expected, Kemp.
Yeah, this is an unprecedented, rough time. I want to talk about some things you got going for tomorrow. We'll get to that in just a minute. I thought I'd have fun, though, for a quick second. You went to Kent State, you played varsity basketball, and you know they've canceled all those games. So what are you doing with your free time? There's nothing to watch on television.
Boy, I tell you what, there's nothing to watch. We're watching a lot of Netflix. You know, it's interesting. I saw where all the spring sports got canceled, you know, at the colleges and high school and everything. And then I understand the NCAA are giving those folks that extra year of eligibility, which is probably not a bad idea.
Okay, interesting. Well, I get up in the morning, read the paper, and I had to chuckle because now that, you know, the states can't compete in basketball right now, so, or whatever sport it is.
Right.
And so now they're competing with the incident rate per 100,000. Which governor is the smartest? So it's interesting to watch. So we are going to talk about how Mohawk is reacting to this coronavirus. One more question. You know, I always ask this question about how's business. I know business has slowed down. Is that the case with you guys?
You know, it started maybe a couple of weeks ago, maybe 2.5 weeks ago. And it was actually, Kent, I mean, if you think about it, the year was actually set up to be a very good year. I mean, we had our best market season we had had in years. The builder multifamily guys with all the new construction, you know, they were very anxious about the year in terms of what it could bring for them in terms of growth and everything else, excited about the year, and the retailers were optimistic. So I think as we went into this thing a month or so ago, I think everybody felt good on how 2020 the flooring business was going to be.
No, I know it. We were looking forward to a good year. It's going to all change now. So the latest calls now is that there'd be a drop in sales, obviously, this year with the second quarter being basically in a coma. And then hopefully flat next year and then growth the next year. So we'll see if that comes true. One more quick question. The headlines we've been running started 2 days ago with Engineered Floors announcing they're closing down for about a week, and then Shaw the next day said they're closing down for about a week. How's Mohawk responding when it comes to
manufacturing? Yeah, you know, I just think for us, we're just going to take, you know, whatever the appropriate actions are for the level of the business, but also take appropriate actions to support our customers and minimize any of the business interruptions. And, of course, at the same time, you know, you want to be very, very aware of the safety of your employees and your community. So, you know, we're going to be very, very prudent about all those things.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you're going to do a live town hall tomorrow, and it's around this CARES Act. This is that $2.2 trillion government relief program that they signed last Friday, and there is a lot of details involved. We've already done some things here at Floor Focus because small businesses, anybody with less than 500 people, I mean, they've got some paperwork to fill out. So tell us what you're doing.
Yeah, so I think it's going to be our first ever in the history of Mohawk. We're going to have a live town hall meeting tomorrow. There'll be a web page that people can go to, and there'll also be a call-in number. We're going to be setting up an email for questions. We don't expect it to last more than, say, 20, 30 minutes. It'll be myself, Paul DeCock, and Tom Lape. And a lot of our customers have heard about, as you said, the CARES Act. And there's a lot of information flowing, and we just thought it would be helpful if we just kind of brought them up to speed, A, on some of the things that we're doing to help their business, and B, cover a couple of those key things in the CARES Act in terms of educating them on where to go, and we're going to provide some links when we get off of there on Mohawk Today that can send them right to the forms, because there's really, if you think about it, Kemp, right now, if you're a small business owner, or really any business owner, you're thinking about your cash, right? Where can I get my hands on more working capital and cash? And there's two really good programs in the CARES Act. Of course, you know, you guys are aware of it, but, you know, it's the Paycheck Protection Program. That's the one that really is the easiest one to get and gives you about 2.5 months of some free cash flow there. Also, the Emergency Economic Injury Grant, which is a little bit longer probably process. It also would enable you to get another 6 months. We just want to cover some of those things.
Yeah.
There's other things, too, that the dealers can tap into. A lot of our smaller dealers just don't know where to go. You know, so we just thought we would try to help them tomorrow afternoon.
A little detail about that payroll protections. You got to keep 90% of your people.
Yep.
If you haven't already pulled a trigger on furloughs, don't do it. But anyway.
Right, because if you can do that, because it's not a loan any longer for the most part. You know, it's going to be more of a grant.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, I think it's just good for everybody to know, because I think a lot of times out there, you know, a lot of anxiety sits in for people because they don't really know where to go, what to do. So we just wanted to try to help them, and that's what we're going to try to cover tomorrow.
All right. Well, that's puts you kind of in an advisory role. Let me just ask you a last question, and I know it's just going to be Jeff's opinion. Your long-range view on this. This is going to be a downturn, definitely. Probably not as serious as what we saw in 08, 09. By looking at what's going on in China, there is some encouraging things of when you get on the other side of the curve, isn't there?
Absolutely. And if you think about going into this thing, I mean, it was the economy was very, very healthy. The employment situation, you think about home building, how good it was. And so I think all the fundamentals are there for this to come back in a very, very positive way. The big question is how long is that going to take? And I don't know that anyone knows, but once we get back, I know there's still going to be a big pent-up demand. And you know, the one thing that could come out of this, who knows? I don't know what mortgage rates are going to be when this is over. It's a cost of money right now. You may see the lowest mortgage rates in the history, you know, and it may encourage buying of homes. Maybe other people will be able to qualify that couldn't. You don't know. So there could be some positive things that come out of it as well.
Yeah, exactly. All right, one last thing before we end. I just want to point out this is tomorrow at 12 noon Eastern time, and it's important if you're going to do this stuff to get on it tomorrow because that's when it opens up and there's going to be a flood of applications for this. So you guys are right on top of the timing on this. There's going to be some dial-in information we'll put as an attachment to this interview. It's great to catch up with you, Jeff. Again, been talking to Jeff Mettis, the president of Mohawk's Residential North America business, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.